The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. One of my favorite authors, and well as public speakers, is Fulton Sheen. Fulton Sheen wrote many books, but he wrote one for both of you. And the name of the book is "It Takes Three to Get Married." And they are John, Sarah, and Jesus Christ. Amen? John, Sarah, and Jesus Christ. If you have those three, you have a winner. But any couple that tries to live their married life without that third partner, irrespective of talents and gifts, is simply not going to work. So the best thing that John can do to love his wife and family more is to fall in love with Jesus Christ every day. Amen? And the best thing that Sarah can do to love John and your children, as well as the people you serve, is to fall in love with Jesus Christ every day. Amen, no? So I'd like to give you three ways in which you can do that. First is cultivating a deep prayer life. Another expression from Fulton Sheen, the hour of power, being faithful to your holy hour every day. I didn't say happy hour, but holy hour, okay? Okay, it can be a happy holy hour, okay, but it has to be, you have to have that holy hour, okay? Find time to be with our Lord every day. And you know, it doesn't really depend so much on feelings, because feelings come and they go. They say in Spanish, sentimientos son muy traicioneros. Right? They can betray us very easily, right? But we have to base our spiritual life on a determined act of the will, I am going to spend time with Christ. You know what made your vows 31 years ago about? You said, I promise to be faithful in good times and bad, in health and sickness, in riches, in poverty, until death do you part. Well, I think you can apply that to your holy hour too. Apply that to your time of prayer. Sometimes you feel like praying, other times maybe you don't have so many fuzzy-wuzzies in your heart, your emotions, but you're there present to the Lord anyway. The second is this. You want to grow in love with Christ. You want to talk to Him, but you want to invite Him. Invite Him into your home. Have a meal with the Lord. Now this is true in all cultures. Asian cultures, Latin cultures, American culture. When you invite someone to his home to have a meal, what does that symbolize? An invitation to friendship, right? You invite someone to come to your house, you invite him by doing that to enter into a friendship. It's interesting that our Lord gave us the greatest sacrament in the world in the context of a meal. Very interesting. That meal was the Last Supper. The Last Supper was the first Mass. Last Supper, the first Mass. Take and eat. This is my body. Take and drink. This is my blood. You know that proverb, you become what you eat, right? You become what you eat. Bad eating habits, they're going to be medical complications. But we should have good spiritual eating habits. And that is to receive the Eucharist. So hopefully, both of you will make it a habit to aim at daily Mass. So, you know, I have an idea. You start attending your patients at about 8:30, 9 o'clock. You could actually come to Mass at 6 o'clock in the morning, right? Well, okay, 8 o'clock, okay? Okay, 6:15 in the evening, okay? But have the Mass. And if you notice, even before working, you go to Mass, there's just something special. You just feel peace and joy and strength. And there's just a special hour of presence when you start off your day with the Eucharist. So take advantage of the churches and the Masses that you have. Okay, and finally, if we want to have a deep friendship with Jesus, we want to also have a good friendship with the people He loves most. And they are the angels, the saints, and especially, as the Filipinos say, Mama Mary, right? Mama Mary. So, by loving the angels, the saints, and Mama Mary, that's a bridge by which you're going to establish a deep friendship with Christ. So if you praise my friends, you're indirectly praising me. If you compliment my mother, who's still living, you're complimenting me. As well as the whole Broome tribe, and we're a lot of us, okay? So draw close to the Blessed Mother. So those are three ways, I think, of interpreting Fulton Sheen's book. It takes three to get married. Your holy hour, being faithful to that. Your daily reception of the Eucharist, if that's possible. And loving those who Jesus loves most. And they are the angels, the saints, and especially the Blessed Mother. Amen.